the ticket.
D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
It is trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have passed recently by taking a moment to consider how much they matter, whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. I believe we have just finished a room, Deej.
Yeah, Deej.
Yep, last week we closed out 603, Damon Wilson, Catherine O'Hara, and James Vanderbeek.
Okay, that's a good one.
You know what that means. It's on to room 604.
604, indeed. Do we have a Lewis?
Hello, ticket stock.
There is Lewis.
He sounds so good.
Yeah.
I don't know if 604 is a really great room because it's right next to the trash chute, but
it's okay.
I mean, at least you're in heaven.
They'll make do. They'll make do. They just want to be in.
Maybe it's by the trash compactor.
Well, today we try to induct one of the all-time great actors in film, in stage, in television, and that would be the great Robert Duvall, who passed away at the age of 95. One hell of a life. Passed away last week at the age of 95, or just 4 days ago, I guess, this week. And I don't know, you know, if the younger generation is that hip and keen on old Bobby Duvall, but it doesn't take long to figure out that this guy absolutely mattered. He was either on film or on TV or on stage for over seven decades. He received an Academy Award. He received four Golden Globe Awards. He received two Primetime Emmy Awards. He did anything and everything. And as I read somebody say, he literally was the great acting chameleon. You put him in a role and you put his little outfit on that he's supposed to wear, and within about 30 seconds, you fully buy whatever he's trying to sell.
Did he ever do comedy? It seems like he's a very serious actor.
That's a really good question. I don't remember anything.
He does seem like he would talk to you about his craft.
Yeah, I don't remember any comedies that he did. But I remember seeing interviews with him, like on Letterman and stuff, and I thought he was funny. But he was a... His parents thought he was going to attend the U.S. Naval Academy, but as he said, I was terrible at everything but acting. I could barely get through school, and he served in the Army for a little bit, and after the Korean War, he started to dip his toes into acting. He attended the Neighborhood Playhouse School in New York City. Sounds like a school for five-year-olds, but it was high level. His classmates at the time included Gene Hackman and James Caan, who he would later go on to star with in The Godfather. And early on in his career, he did a lot of small roles, as you know, you will do at that time. And he was cast in several movies where nobody knew who he was. And this was all in the 60s. And then his big break came in the early 70s when Francis Ford Coppola started to make The Godfather. And he landed the very, very plum role of the family consigliere, Tom Hayden. And the consigliere is the, what would you describe the consigliere?
The family attorney, right?
Yeah. Kind of more than that. Yeah.
Kind of a fixer.
Yeah. Advisor. Counselor.
Yeah.
Cleaner.
And he wasn't in the family,
right,
as they made you very well aware of throughout the film.
Because he wasn't Italian, right?
He was not. He was not. He was just good old Tom Hayden.
You can't be a made man if you're not Italian, right?
No,
you can't.
Are those
the rules?
But he was always the calming force. And speaking of James Caan, this is one of the scenes where they're trying to figure out what to do with the family that tried to kill their father, Marlon Brando. And also that sucker punched Michael Corleone, played by Al Pacino. This is Tom Hayden, Duvall's character, going up with Sonny Corleone, played by James Caan, as they're going toe-to-toe trying to figure out what to do.
What about Bruno Tatari?
It's part of the deal. Bruno cancels out what they did to my father.
Sonny, we ought to hear what they have to say.
No, 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 no more. Not this time, Consigliere. No more meetings, no more discussions, no more Salazzo tricks. You give him one message, I want Salazzo. Now it's all out war, we go to the
Sonny, the other families won't sit still.
They had me, Salazzo.
Your father would want to hear this. This is business, not personal.
They shot my father as business.
Even the shooting of your father was business, not personal, Sonny.
Well, in business, we'll have to suffer, all right? And listen, do me a favor, Tom. No more advice on how to patch things up. Just help me win, please, all right?
In a family full of Italian hotheads, he was the only one that would force them to realize that, look,
yeah,
this is more than just a revenge ploy. This is more than just, you know, some willy-nilly gunplay. This is a family, a business, first and foremost. Think long term.
Yeah. He was.
I have to go back and revisit The Godfather.
His job was to save them from themselves.
Yeah, just don't start shooting everybody every time you lose your temper.
Okay, so Donovan, when's the last time you watched it? Has it been forever?
I watched it once for Bob and Dan, and then I don't think I've ever revisited it again.
I mean,
so I've only seen it once.
Yeah, and I still have not seen it with my kids, but have you? I know you saw it with one of your boys, right? Did Brett see it?
Yeah.
And did he love it?
Loved it, yeah. And so much so we had to go to New York City and do the tours and all the, you know.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing, and to this day it makes a lot of people a lot of money because people get obsessed with the entire Godfather trilogy and just all the off branches. Like it's so influential.
Yeah. And he's nominated for an Academy Award for his role as Tom Hayden, and he is
Hayden. I think it was with a G.
Hagen. Oh, it was.
I think it was.
Yeah.
I thought it was Hayden.
I think that's I think that's the Rams quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
Pat Hayden. Right. I think you're right. Yeah.
Bring it back to sports.
So he does The Godfather. He does The Godfather 2, and then Coppola goes on to do Apocalypse Now.
Oh, and in the interim. Speaking of, did he do comedy? He was in the movie MASH.
Oh, he was in MASH. That's right. That's right. So he goes on to do Apocalypse Now, and his character, Colonel Kilgore, in which, again, he's nominated for an Academy Award, is, if you want to say that there is comic relief in Apocalypse Now, which is tough to find, it's his character. He is a surf obsessed, like literally he's obsessed with surfing, and Charlie Sheen's dad, Martin Sheen, is the lead character, and early on in the movie as they're bouncing around Vietnam, he's with a former surfing pro, and Duvall's character, Colonel Kilgore, thinks that he has basically met Elvis Presley, and it's really funny to see him go about it, but he has one of the most famous lines and scenes in the history of cinema, one of the most quoted lines ever, as they're on a beach and all hell is breaking loose around him, and he has the clarity to have this discussion.
You smell that? Hey, pump, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of napalm in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours. When it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking body. Smell! You know, that gasoline smell! The whole hill. Smelled like victory.
Just awesome.
Just awesome.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, it's a trip. It's one of those where the documentary that Francis Ford Coppola's wife made, the behind the scenes of making of the movie, because it almost killed all the actors. It almost bankrupted Francis Ford Coppola. It almost bankrupted the movie studio that fronted the movie altogether. The documentary is called Hearts of Darkness. And have y'all seen that?
I don't know if
oh
I've seen
God.
It.
Oh, my God. It's, I mean, Martin Sheen was, he was killing himself during the movie.
And didn't he have a heart attack during
the
scenes?
He had a heart attack right in the middle of it, right in the middle of the movie. The story of trying to get Marlon Brando for his one scene, the amount of money they had to pay, the insurance policy they had to take out just to make sure he would show up. Like, it is one of the all-time best documentaries you will ever see. It's almost better than the movie because Apocalypse Now is a trip. It is a long, strange trip.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's one of the best movies of the 70s. So he was, again, nominated for an Academy Award for that, and he played, remember he played the sports writer in The Natural?
Mm-hmm.
He was the main guy that was covering Robert Redford's character and trying to dig into his past and,
oh, that's right.
And all that. He was in Colors. Did you, the Sean Penn movie Colors? He
loved
was,
Colors.
Yeah,
Colors.
So,
Colors.
Yeah.
Colors, yeah.
Did you see Colors, Donnie?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Okay, yeah.
For sure.
And then in 1983, he finally won his Oscar for playing the hard-driving, hard-charging country and western singer Max Sledge. And this was a big movie for my parents. I remember them going to see it and just loving everything that was about it. Seemed to, at the time, too adulty for me as a 13-year-old or however old I was, but he sang all of his own parts and, you know, was one of the first actors to be like, if you're going to cast me in this movie as playing a washed up drunk country singer, I want to do it all. I want to sing. I want to play and do all that. And they let him do it. And he ends up winning an Oscar for it.
You think your parents made out in the theater since you weren't there?
I can promise you they did not.
Popcorn trick?
Yeah, I just don't think so. And then here comes Lonesome Dove in the late 80s. And he is cast as Gus McCrae, Augustus Gus McCrae, as a retired Texas Ranger. And it's funny to think about that because that was 40 years ago, basically. And so he would have been 50, like early 50s or something like that. And he looks like he's 75 in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But here he is going up with Tommy Lee Jones trying to order a drink at a bar. And the noise you hear is when he slams the bartender's head into the bar.
I like a shot of whiskey, and so would my companion. It ain't too much trouble.
Rye, what'll it be, old timer?
Well, rye will do, provided it gets here quick.
You darn cowboys ought to broom yourselves off before you walk in here. Get all the sand we need without the customers bringing it in. That'll be a dollar.
Now, besides the whiskey, I think we'll require a little respect. Now, I'm Captain Augustus McCrae. This is Captain Woodrow F. Call. Now, if you care to turn around, you can see how we looked when we was younger and the people around here wanted to make us senators. Now, the thing we didn't put up with then was dawdling service. And as you can see, we still don't.
He was great. He was in Days of Thunder as the crew chief of that.
Great in Days of Thunder.
Sling Blade.
He was the abusive father in Sling Blade. Yep, indeed. He did anything and everything, and he was great in it all. Is he in, Lando?
It's Robert Duvall.
That's a yes. DJ?
Yep.
Ham?
Yes.
Donnie?
Yes.
Boys?
Yes.
It's Robert Duvall is the right answer.
That's really all you got to say. R.I.P. to the great Bobby Duvall. Donovan, you're kicking things off out here tomorrow at Ticket Stock, correct?
Yes. Our show starts at 9. Doors open at noon. We'll see you there.
Try
be there, be square.
We will see you there.
We'll see you at rehearsal tonight, bro.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
yeah. Right. Yeah, that's right.